This morning, one local university is using million-dollar federal grants to help prepare students for work in public policy. The earmark went to the University of Maryland's federal semester, and it will expand the program and the roster of students by 80 people. Joining us this morning with details is the program's director, Joan Burton. Ms. Burton, thanks so much for joining us today.
I'm delighted to be with you.
And so tell us about the program and how it works.
Well, it's an absolutely terrific program. It weds academic preparation with on-the-ground federal experience. The program works. It's a year-long program. It's by application only, so it's a selective process, and the application includes letters expressing desire to engage in public service. So we're really looking for students who wish to pursue careers in public service. Once they're in the program in the fall, there's a subject-based academic seminar, but it's a very unusual seminar because it's a seminar. There are three concentrations this year. The federal grant is making us open a fourth concentration next year, enabling that. This year, we offer homeland security policy as one of our concentrations. Public health policy is another. U.S. policy in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict as another. And next year, we're going to open energy and environmental policy, and we're very excited about that. So in the fall, we have instructors that have really on-the-ground experience. They're professionals in the field for Homeland Security policy. We have someone from DHS. We have a former Assistant Surgeon General for Public Health Policy. So we have people that are well-connected and really know what the issues of today and the challenges are in these agencies and across the government.
And so, Ms. Burton, where did the grant come from? Where did it emanate?
Well, it emanated in part from congressional leaders, Maryland leaders in Congress, and also the leadership at Maryland took place from the Undergraduate Studies Office, but in strong collaboration with the School of Public Policy and also the Partnership for Public Service, a nonprofit in Washington, D.C.
All right, so that's wonderful. And the professors are the people who will be talking and doing the coursework. Are they full-time professors? Are they just coming in as adjunct professors?
No, they are professionals in the field. Now, some of them are full-time professors. They can be full-time professors, but only if they have real on-the-ground federal policy experience. Next year, we're really proud to be bringing in more people from the field into the university. And when they teach, they bring in 9 to 15 people from across the federal government as well. So a lot of this is just introducing students hands-on to people, speaking about their careers, what inspired them, how they went about their federal experience.
And so once they take the coursework, is there a path then for them to get an internship or some sort
Absolutely.
Of job in the federal government?
Yeah, what we do in the fall is not only the seminar. There are professional development workshops throughout the semester. We had somebody from state and OPM come and talk about security clearances, and we have all kinds of empowerment workshops. We also take them on visits to federal agencies, and in the course of all that, they become inspired about various agencies and want to make applications. We help them with the application process. We develop contacts. And in the spring, then, they intern for academic credit. And part of the grant has enabled students that there's a stipend to offset transportation costs. So there's no economic disadvantage for students. It's a student who doesn't have money to be able to do this normally. This grant is helping empower them to do that, and we're very pleased.
We're talking this morning to Joan Burton, director of the Federal Semester Program at the University of Maryland. And is this a concentration that these students will take? Will there be a concentration in Homeland Security, a concentration in, say, foreign policy?
Yeah.
So they'll each have a curriculum concentration as well as a public policy degree?
Well, this is not a degree program.
I see.
This is an empowerment. We think of it almost as a federal learning community. So they, it's a year-long program. It's a special program. And what it does for them is on their resume, they say they were a federal semester student in a very selective program, and they interned at the EPA, at the NIH, at, you know, wherever they were, and that's a great thing.
Absolutely, and it's also a very good experience to get them into a federal agency, one that they might target in advance. And how many people are interested versus how many people will you be able to accommodate? I think 80 is the number.
We can accommodate 80 next year. We're very pleased with that. Part of it, you know, in part it's self-selected because we have certain minimum requirements to apply, grade point average. But that said, we accept people from all across the university. It's all majors because we want to make that kind of experience in the classroom, and it mimic what happens in federal agencies, and everything that happens in an agency is people from all kinds of disciplines coming together to solve challenges. So the numbers, we're in the process of, it was about, I think, maybe 2-1 last year. We're in the process of the applications this year.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Sounds like a lot of people are very interested in government service. That's good for us and good for the country.
It sure is. We're just delighted. And the federal agencies have been extraordinarily welcoming. This is, we're on the cusp of a new age in the government. You know, there are so many people that are thinking about retiring now, and we're trying to bring all these fresh voices and enthusiastic people into the government to help make that transition to a new age.
Well, we thank you for joining us this morning to talk about it. We wish you the best of luck with your new students, and we look forward to an update soon.
Thank you. It was a delight.
It was a pleasure talking to you, too. That's Joan Burton, director of the Federal Semester Program at the University of Maryland, talking to young federal, wannabe employees, and we hope that they make it there. And you can find out more at federalnewsradio.com. There's more ahead this morning on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Coming up today at 8:50, all those government bailouts are costing less money than expected. We'll have the numbers at 9:05, your Federal Newscast.